You are listening to an American Free Press podcast.
Joining me on the line is Merlin Miller. Merlin, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be with you, Dave.
Merlin, we have spoken plenty of times in the past over a variety of issues, but the reason we're talking today is because you have a new book out called Eagles Are Gathering, and I want to get into that in great detail in a moment. But before we do, for the benefit of the listeners who might not know who Merlin Miller is, can you give them a little bit of background about who you are and how you came to be involved in the, I guess we can call it the truth movement, the so-called truth movement, and how you came to the point where you are with this book?
Sure, Dave. I actually came from a very modest background in Iowa, in the Midwest, and had simple grassroots values. And I was very fortunate to get a nomination to West Point and join the class of 1974, and it would open up a world of opportunity for me. And I was just lucky to be the first member of our family to get to go on to college. Spent several years in the Army, had some great experiences there. Eventually left, became an engineering manager for a few years until I could get into grad school and pursue my life's ambition, which had become motion picture producing. As I was raised in Iowa, Walt Disney, of course, had been my idol. So I wanted to pursue a career kind of along the lines of him and doing what I could to produce traditionally valued quality entertainment. So went out to California back in 1983 and spent a number of years out there training for 2 years at USC and interning at Paramount and then producing independent features. Films, and that eventually led me to producing some independent films in various parts of the country and met a survivor from the USS Liberty, which actually began my journey down rabbit holes and opened up an entire world of intrigues that didn't make sense to me. But going down these rabbit holes and starting to connect things started to actually bring things together for me in a way which was quite disconcerting, but really explained a lot of what was going on with our country. And our country has just gone through a great deal of change in the last, really in our lifetime, but in the last two or three decades. And I think we're in trouble now. And this book was my journey down rabbit holes, trying to connect a lot of these interconnecting intrigues in a way that would make sense for people that know things are wrong, but don't understand what and how we've gotten where we are and who's behind it. So that's what this book really is. It's very controversial, very comprehensive, but I think it's going to be an eye-opener and very much needed.
If you go to, of course, the famous Wikipedia here, and you have a nice entry in there, Merlin L. Miller, born 1956. Forgot, Merlin, when's your birthday?
1952, oh, July 56. 24.
So that's wrong. Okay, so it's not 1956. There you go. If you're listening, Wikipedia, fix it up here. You've actually made full-length feature films, right?
Yeah, I have. I've produced several as an assistant director and assistant producer for little low-budget guerrilla-type films in Hollywood, mostly action-adventure or horror films. Great for experience, but not great films. But I finally left Hollywood after about 10 years and started my own independent efforts in mid-America. And those were great experiences. I produced and directed two features of my own, which I was the creative force behind them. So I feel like they're really my projects.
And of course, the event that really opened your eyes was the USS Liberty, right?
I met a survivor while marketing a Western motion picture called Jericho. And the crew survivor started telling me about the story of the USS Liberty, and I didn't believe it. I had never heard of it. And having been an Academy of Grad, I thought it was pretty bizarre sounding. But I did start doing a little research and was introduced to another man who had become a real champion for the Liberty story, a guy named Dick Thompson. And that started me on the journey to try to figure out what happened to this crew and how that was relevant to our history. And this started back in the Six-Day War when the ship was attacked. And what has happened to our country since then? How our foreign policy has been hijacked, how the mainstream media has totally turned against our traditional values and the spirit of our country, and how our politicians no longer serve the interest of the people. And we can see it today with these wars and these occupations, which the people are firmly opposed to, and our borders are wide open to a massive immigration invasion while we supposedly are engaged in a war on terror. A lot of things, events, are just not making sense to people. The events of 9/11, which in my opinion was a clear false flag attack, similar to the Liberty attack, in that a force outside our own country initiated this to be able to pit peoples against each other. And in the case of 9/11 and this current war on terror, the Christian and the Muslim worlds are being pitted against each other. And it's all divide and conquer. And while that's happening, our rights are being eroded here in America, and our economy is on the verge. Our politicians and business interests have gone overseas. The multinational corporations have all the benefits now, while the American entrepreneurs, the American workers, are being betrayed. So there's just so many things going on right now. But when you really start connecting these dots and start going down parallel tunnels, you see that there are connections. These things are all choreographed. It's a designed implosion of our country. And in my opinion, America is being sacrificed as an empire to usher in a new world order. And that certainly wasn't the vision of our founding fathers. That wasn't what made our republic a great country. And we've got to do what we can to stand up and fight that and get back to our best traditions and get back to our Constitution. And this book is my effort to connect these intrigues for people that are not aware, that are just starting to wake up to the problems and need to go down rabbit holes themselves to find out hopefully what can lead to the solutions for this.
And the book is about 240 pages and it's soft cover, right?
It is. It's, I think, 245 pages long and tried to keep it very concise. There's 24 chapters and each one goes into areas which are in their own right very controversial, but they all come together. They connect in a way which tells a story. And I think the people that go on this journey are going to be shocked by it, but it's based on fact. There's a lot of personal anecdotes that I share with some of the experiences that I had with West Point classmates of mine, people in Hollywood, and of course in the political arena as well. So I think there's enough personal insights in this to make it a very unique book.
And what is the story of the book? I mean, I know you brought up that there is some kind of cabal here, which a lot of people who have studied this come to the same conclusion. But what exactly is the story that the book is telling?
Being called Eagles Are Gathering, it's really trying to wake people up to realize that we have to be eagles again. We have to take the goodness of our country back. Our country has been hijacked, and each of these chapters leads sequentially into the telling of this story. It started with the American dream, what our country was all about, and then going down the rabbit hole. The USS Liberty was a key moment in this story, and that led us to trying to figure out what's going on with Zionism and Palestine and conspiracies. When we study history and we actually study our real history and we compare that to what we're being sold in the media today and in education today, and a lot of it is just outright distortions of the truths. So the book covers a lot of these key moments in history and tries to put it back into perspective. And then the conspiracies lead us to some of the specifics of 9/11, how politics are being controlled today by a corrupt two-party system, how our national defense, our foreign policy no longer serves the best interest of the American people. And I get into some specifics there with the West Point community and made some trips to Iran and to Russia to try to get truths that we certainly don't get from our media. And it was very insightful, those trips, in trying to be able to gain their perspectives and how that is influencing the telling of this story. But then it goes into the politics, and I was involved in a political party as their presidential candidate back in 2012. Prior to that, I'd basically gotten involved through the Ron Paul movement, and I think that he will go down in history as a great man for helping begin the restoration of our republic. But at any rate, we have formed a new political party called the American Eagle Party. And this book is really a book to try to show people how we have the need, a drastic need now, to come up with alternative parties, alternative media, so that the people realize that they do have a choice. We can get active again. We can take our country back. And we must if we're going to have a future for our kids.
On the page for your book, An American Free Press, it says, but what can the average American do to rectify the situation when the foe is so strong, the combined might of the military, industrial, media, banking complex? What you're saying is that really the only choice we have is to work within the political party system?
Well, no, I don't think that's the only option, Dave. I think that's one thing that everybody can get politically active in. We need to hold the politicians accountable. They certainly aren't accountable and don't feel so to the American people anymore. We need to go to town halls and have public forums and hold them accountable. And when the public clearly makes it known they support something or don't support something, and the politicians do the exact opposite, we need to call them on it. We need to get rid of these politicians and find grassroots candidates to replace them. But whether it's working within the current corrupt political system or seeking alternatives to that, spreading the word media is very important besides political activism. Shows like yours, Dave, and the American Free Press newspaper, those are truthful alternatives to the lies and distortions that we're getting from our mainstream media. And it's the same with entertainment. I mean, entertainment is shocking and it's degrading to us as people now, and they're taking us on journeys that are unethical journeys. They're trying to corrupt our values, our belief systems. So in media as well as politics, we have to get active. And most people, you know, they can't maybe start a website, or maybe they can't put a radio show on or make a documentary. But anybody can learn. They can start reading. They can listen to these shows, and they can spread the word to their neighbors. And we can have our own meetup groups. We can have different events that we sponsor, like Paul Tepeti has Freedom Palooza, which is growing to become a major Patriot event. And hopefully we'll get a great turnout this July 4th weekend up in Pennsylvania for that, with Patriot leaders that represent a number of different interests coming together with music to make it a fun event, but one which will hopefully really wake up a lot of people. A lot of other Patriot events are going on, and we just need to keep shaking the bushes so that the American people arise from their stupor and start to do something to get our country back.
And I always ask this question when I interview an author about their book. Why should somebody buy the book? Why should somebody spend $20 and pick up your book? What would be the advantage to the buyer?
I think this book is going to make sense from a rational nationalist perspective of what has happened to our country. What is really going on behind the scenes? These things simply don't make sense to us when you study them. And people, I think, are coming to that conclusion. Overwhelming numbers now no longer trust our politicians. They certainly don't trust the mainstream media. This book is a journey which connects these intrigues in such a way that it tells a very compelling story. And I think it's very unique because I do have a lot of firsthand experiences that are reflected in this book. It's not just somebody doing some research and writing about it. I've lived the world of motion pictures in Hollywood. I've lived in the military. I know some of the key players right now in politics and in the military. And I can cite from personal examples, and that adds credibility to the stories that people might otherwise hear. And they aren't just conspiracies. So I think it's a very unique book, very comprehensive. Somebody can look at it and say, this is a chapter on education. What has happened to our schools? Who's behind it? How do we stop this? The racial and the immigration issues, chapter on that. And there are just so many different areas that this book goes into. But the overlying goal, objective of the book was to tie them together in a way that tells a story as to what has happened to us overall. And how do we get back to where we need to be as a country?
Merlin Miller, author of Eagles Are Gathering. Merlin, I want to thank you so much for the time you spent explaining all this to the listeners, and looking forward to seeing you soon and talking to you as well.
Well, thank you, Dave. And I hope people do read this book. I think it's very important. And contact me afterwards. I'd be pleased to have anybody contact me with questions and help lead in other directions.
And how can they contact you?
The best way is through my website, merlinmiller.com.
Well, thank you, Merlin. I appreciate it, and talk to you real soon.
Thank you, Dave.